All right, this is
Tools for the Times. My name is Mark Stanton Welch. We are in Block 4, Session 4, Abundance, Prosperity, and Manifestation, Part 3. Let's go down, if you will, if you got your computer in front of you. Otherwise, you're just going to listen. Let's go to There's Plenty for All lyrics. Let's just play with a few of these in relation to tonight, because we're looking at the tools and the process of actually doing the manifestation elements. So I have some different things to add in tonight. So let's begin the process. Hopefully this guitar is in tune. Was fun. All right, first song in there. It's intense. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go. I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is set, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. Two more times. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is set, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. One more in endless potential. I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is set, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. Oh, I let go, let go, let go. Oh, yes, I let go, let go, let go. Fan went wild. Let's see what else feels like doing here. Let's see. Go to this. Let's do the Be Here Now. Right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now, willing and open, boundless and free I am. Be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Boundless and free I am. Two more. Be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now, willing and open. open, boundless and free I am. Last time be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now, willing and open, boundless and free I am. And finally, just straight across there is opening to a new vision. I'm opening up my heart and my hand. I'm opening up to be that I am. Into my being, universe flows. Guidance is given, new ways are shown, and sweet inspiration is taking my hand. She's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. I'm opening up my heart and my hands. I'm opening up to be what I am. And into my being, the universe flows. Guidance is given, and new ways are shown, and sweet inspiration is taking my hand. She's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. One more time, I'm opening up my heart and my hands. I'm opening up to be that I am. Into my being, the universe flows. Guidance is given, and new ways are shown, and sweet inspiration is taking my hand. She's lifting me gently, I willingly stand. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, good job. You guys are all in good voice tonight. I can hear it. But when I look at those songs, now just the ones that we're guided to play here, each one of them is looking at the frequency mostly of the process of manifestation. Manifesting is not an isolated experience. It has a whole set of parameters to it, and each of them is a critical element that when they're left out, it interferes with the way the flow comes to us. So that's been the point, really, in one sense, of why we've extended this up to three. The first one was really to look at, through the use of the questions and through the use of the extra homework, if you will, to look at what our history is around the idea of abundance and manifestation. Now, what's curious about all of this that I've seen, especially for me, is when we start talking about abundance and prosperity and then the idea of manifesting, we are so enculturated and so steered in the direction of having that be all about money. Because we've grown up in it, we've had all these incarnations where in one form or another the money was the issue, and we've incarnated as incredibly wealthy, we've incarnated as beggars and paupers, we've incarnated as the middle class, we've incarnated in variations where we had it, we lost it, we found it again, we lost it again, we've had all of these ups and downs, and it seems to always come back to life is better when there is money. This creates a whole lot of pressure. And the intent of this was to realize on one level, this being the three sessions, is to realize that abundance is oh so much more. See, money is really just one element. And believe it or not, it's one of the minor elements in it. If more attention is paid towards the idea of abundance on a larger scale, then it is the law that the money will flow, along with all of the other elements that reflect the abundance of the cosmos that we are choosing to claim. And we claim it by our perception, our perspectives, our attention, our intentions, and the experiences that we have
Everything reflects the everything. So it's an interesting process to find that the idea of prosperity is also about being able to witness the magnificence of this dimension, the magnificence of our life, separate from our interpretations of it. See, the idea of reflecting in the morning when we get up with the notion that we are alive again, we made it through, not that there was necessarily a question, but here we are, given another opportunity in a day to experience the prosperity of the dimension. Now, I have seen it within myself that if I've got cash sitting around and if I've got all the stuff taken care of, then my outlook on the day sometimes seems to be a bit rosier. And there are times that I've woken up when I knew certain things weren't there and I was going to have to, quite honestly, bust my butt to figure out what to do during that day in order to change that situation for me. What I've been moving towards is to be able to wake up regardless of the situation, and be in a place of anticipation, knowing full well to have it so entrenched within my awareness and my being and my cells that I will be well taken care of today. Now, again, that doesn't mean in the old vernacular that if we're being taken care of, that somebody's going to just show up with everything. Because as we've seen through this, and hopefully we'll keep doing it tonight, and we will, because we're going to underscore some of the specific techniques to make manifest, we'll see how important it is that once an intention or a desire is set forth and launched into the cosmos, the most important thing we can do then is to start to pay attention to what's coming back to us. And in this act of surrender, in terms of surrendering the desired form, we open up to the oh so much more. And that allows the nuances of the cosmos to begin to deliver. This is not an easy thing to do, because even since the secret came out, and even before those times, the idea of visioning, the idea of getting pictures of what it is that we absolutely desire and what X amount we want and what we need and all of those elements, that we start to be very specific about it. And for a while, that was really important, that we get really clear on what it is we desire and when we desire it. The challenge of that was that there wasn't much effort put into the idea of cleansing the palate, if you will. For those of you into wine tasting, or anyone who's an official taster of any way, and I know at least one person on here has an official tasting set of taste buds that they've been called upon to use before, you have to clean the palate before you taste the next thing, so it gives it a neutral place. And it creates the best of the sense to be available in that moment in time for the next wash of whatever it's going to be, so that it can be tasted in its fullness as opposed to the influence of the other. So as we start to set all these beautiful intentions and make these beautiful boards of the pictures and set intentions and affirmations and all of that, that's all doing beautiful work. But without going ahead and clearing the space and letting go of all the other debris that's in the way, the results were at best mixed. So what has been important in this course so far, in this session so far, in all three of the elements, was that we start where we are first. We start to look inward after all we've done together here, after all the sessions we've had about paying attention and being aware. We go back in again with a very specific intention to find out what is our relationship with prosperity, and yes, what is our relationship with money. How has it served us? How has it not served us? So from that place as a beginning, then we're able to begin to see that prosperity is really an inside job. It has to do with perception. It doesn't necessarily have to do with amount. It has to do with the response to what is there. Why is it that a child without any stuff can make a relationship with a piece of stone or a stick and make it into an incredible experience that really reflects a prosperity of imagination and experience, and nothing else was necessary? And some, I've even seen it, even in the classrooms that I've taught, where you had some funky old object there, and then a shiny new item, a shiny new toy that basically defined what it was just by looking at it. More often than not, the kids would reach for the thing that they could actually create a different relationship with. And the minute they did, you can see them going all over the place. To me, that's a prosperous approach to what they're doing, because they were opening to the oh so much more. See, if indeed the laws of the universe work, which I believe they do, and they work in our favor, and they're quite obvious how they work, and they're quite consistent. If we pay a whole lot of attention to the desire to have something, we are also putting a lot of energy into the idea that we don't have it and we need it or that we want it. And the message that goes out energetically oftentimes is that we don't have enough. So this is where we change our perspective and broaden it to be that which is engaging the whole. And when I look out and see through my window here the forest, you see the infinity of all of the possibilities out in that forest with the sky behind it. And down on the grass, if I'm looking over the deck here and I look down at the soil, there's a whole lot of weeds that haven't been cut, thank goodness, because they were flowering and it was just beautiful through these storms and through the rain that did come for us. And we were able to have a very beautiful experience with all of that, and oh my, was there abundance. And I felt prosperous in enjoying that and drinking in the green and drinking in that experience. And from that place, that is fertile ground to make manifest. I've added a couple songs tonight. We may or may not sing them, but they're at the tail end of a couple of these elements here. And one of them is called Mighty Fertile Ground. How fertile is the ground and the soil that you set your intentions? That's the inside job. So when we start to drift into the notion of manifestation, first of all, we want to have the foundation that abundance is everywhere. We want to have the capacity to recognize it, to see it, to claim it, to celebrate it, and to experience it. Even in times when there seems to be a lack of money, there's a thousand things to do. To go out and spend time looking at the great expanse of the sky, or counting stones, or looking at the soil, or walking in a forest, or just being in a town and just seeing the innumerable number of people and situations going on. Those are all a recognition of the abundance that is everywhere. By tuning into the bigger picture of abundance, then it follows that the law says, and it gives us exactly what we need. You see, these are huge trusts that are going on with these concepts. How much do you trust the world? How much do you trust? It's a common New Age kind of a saying that about trusting enough that everything shows up, sometimes at the last minute. Well, how much do you trust that? And what's it like in the 11th hour? What's it like at 11:59 and 59? Do you still have that same anticipation and openness? Well, I have to say sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And I'd like to say I'm a poster child for this, but by no means am I. I've just done a lot of research, and I'm putting into application just as we're in the course here. All the way into my tax appointment today, I was just kind of going, okay, well, what do I want to focus on? For a while, I was listening to a ball game, and that was fun because it took my mind off of all that and brought me back to a place of joy. It's baseball season. But then as I started getting closer, I went, okay, time to change my focus here. And I started using some of the sayings and some of the words that we've used. How does it get better than this? 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 I did that about 20 times as I went in, and I began to notice and affirm and just see the beauty everywhere. I noticed everything that was green, and I saw the shades of the green in the hills, and I saw it even in cars passing by that were green and the other colors. I saw in the sky, I saw the blue. I just looked for the abundance everywhere. And I began to focus on that and realize that, hey, you know, whatever occurs is okay, and whatever happens, I'll deal with it. But as it turned out, I'd like to think that what I did on the way in contributed to the fact that this particular tax person said, hey, there you go. Now, I had recently said, you know, it's time for me to start beginning to look at my life as a prophet, as opposed not a seer, but as making a profit. To me, success used to be where I would just not have to pay a whole lot of taxes, and then I could just keep buying my stuff and then doing the thing. It was kind of a child's magical thinking. And it's taken me 63 years to realize that there's a different way. And so I actually said, in answering the questions in the first part of this session, was that it's time, and I discussed this with a few people. I said, you know, I just realized that I've been putting out some very interesting signals to the cosmos that would likely interfere with the flow. So I said, okay, from now on, it's about making a profit. Now, I'm not saying it was a huge profit, but it was a start. And so when he told me what it was, I went, all right. Fortunately, it was enough that it wasn't a huge stressor, but it was still in the positive, in the black as opposed to the red. And sure, there was a little boy in me who was going, oh, I want a refund. But the adult was saying, I hear you, but this is so much better. Trust me on this. So I'm finding that as I create these situations here, I create these sessions, I'm inviting into me an opportunity to participate very fully into each of these, the pieces of it. It's not easy, I will tell you. And some of these later lessons are really confrontive to me. And so I appreciate really the opportunity to be here and to be able to sit in the frequency of these and feel the discomfort, because I feel like I'm not alone in this. And with all of you out there, there are certain areas within these topics that you've connected with perhaps more than others. And that's the beauty of it. But when you look at the entire foundation of what we've done, there are elements that have been there since day one. These are the new paradigms, the new ways of seeing and experiencing the world from a place of greater wholeness. We find that it is a beautiful place as opposed to a place that is like, oh, God, like so many days in the past. Abundance is the guarantee of the cosmos. There is no lack in the cosmos. Prosperity is what we do when we recognize, it's not what we do, it's the perspective, it's the belief that we have when we see and get the abundance and understand the abundance and therefore celebrate it and live in that frequency. Through the process of seeing the abundance, claiming the prosperity in it, we are then in a place of fertile ground to go ahead and make manifest. So let's go ahead and look at some of the elements in here. We had today the process of manifesting, principles of the new paradigm, tools of manifestation, balancing the impact of the ages, clearing personal perspectives, beliefs, and thought patterns, and then additional activities. Now, what you're beginning to see as we go into depth in several of these topics is there are things that I'm pulling in from long ago in the sessions. And that's necessary, and it's building a continuity and helping us see how they all feed into one another, and that we're not really starting over every time we have a session. We're pulling upon that which we've learned as well as created as well as revealed within ourselves. Let's go to balancing the impact of the ages. This is a familiar place for you. I mean, not for you personally, but a familiar place in that we have been, in a sense, doing our best to embrace the new frequencies and to release the old. And that was a beautiful little bell that acknowledged the statement I just did. So let me read this here. The historical impact of the Piscean Age is profound in that it has infused the bodies and minds of incarnates for at least 2,000 years, contributing mightily to the capacity of people believing in limitations and living from the doctrine of scarcity unworthiness to suffer. The beliefs have been so pervasive that they have become definitions of human life on Earth. The models of hierarchy, haves and have-nots, limited supplies, survival of the fittest, power as a commodity, luck, winners and losers, the chosen, credit, banking, being blessed or deserving, have kept most people in some form of personal mental slavery and indentured servitude to a degree. Those are strong terms, but we are bound to certain belief systems that have caused us to have limitation and lack. Not everyone, and not in every incarnation. So why do I keep coming back to this? Because of the effusiveness, the insidiousness of those messages, and how even in the midst of having all that you could imagine, all the money, all the resources that you could imagine, there's still a fear-based energy about losing it all, as if it's a finite amount. How is it that sometimes someone who has nothing is so much more happier than someone who has so much? If the old Piscean paradigm is exactly that, true, then that should not be the case. But we see it over and over again. And how many of you in your own life and your journey at times have stepped off whatever treadmill you were on, whatever pressure you were under, to just live the simple life for a while, and you realize that suddenly everything expanded? This is not a dimension of either or, although it seems like it is designed to be so. It's about the nuances in between. And in these Aquarian times, what we have is we have the opportunity to have the big picture as well as choosing any ramification, any permutation of that big picture that we want to use. That's the freedom of choice and the free will that we have here. What was never given to us before these times is the big picture. It was always couched in mystery school. It was couched in certain dogmas that if you reach a certain level or age, you were given the keys to a portion of the kingdom. But that's not the case anymore. And in some ways, thanks to the Internet, for of all things, which, again, is a reflection of the Akashic Record, which is a reflection of our own capacity to tap into the eternal source of information and get anything we need at any time. We are just using the Internet now and the way it works as a go-between, kind of as training wheels. The day will come, I believe in a not-too-distant future, where we will have opened the door that allows us to tap into all that is and not have to go to a source to get it. And I wonder, how will the government tax that? Interesting. As we move through these days and times on the cusp of the shift from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, we are experiencing the rising and the falling of paradigms, one set coming in to replace the other. This has created a wide array of inner and outer confusion as individuals of varying frequencies attempt to make sense of the shifts. Key alterations in how we see the world is becoming necessary. Clinging to the familiarity of the old forms is an increasingly foolish way to enter the new times. The ship is going down, being replaced by a heart-centered set of new paradigms that affirm life and the oneness of all thriving in a new dimension of order, equality, abundance, and humanhood. Yes, that does sound like pie in the sky, but there's a whole lot of evidence showing that these things are beginning to surface, first in the hearts and minds of individuals like you and me, and then secondly as it starts to spill out into the forms in the external. The current challenge for any one of consciousness, or those who are choosing to raise their vibration to expand consciousness, to open to the new paradigms, is to keep the eye on the experience of the moment. That's why I chose the song Be Here Now, right in this moment. This is where I am. Be here now, willing and open. And then I just forgot what the rest of it is. Oops, back to school. The current challenge is to raise the vibration, to expand consciousness, to open to the new paradigms, and to keep the eye on the experience of the moment. The changes are happening and are forcing everyone to face new vibrations in their own way. Becoming aware of, embracing, and living in the frequency of the new paradigms is the most empowering choice, in my opinion. That means that we can and really must make different choices in our moments. Letting go of the old doctrine is paramount, as is the conscious seeding into the whole being, the new information. What follows is a list of some of the elements that will define the coming now. Many of these are familiar. And the reason I'm putting them out is because we know enough now to realize that there are certain things that don't serve us anymore. And we are at those points of choice about how much we want to have them in our life. The challenge is that they're still a part of the outside world. They're still a part of the world that we are involved in. And so it's hard to suddenly start being in a very different frequency while most everyone around us is still holding on to the belief systems in the old. And it's a push-pull for a while. My experience and my support here is to keep the eye on the intention and allow it to unfold as it will for you. Life is abundant for all. There is no scarcity. Conscious use of the laws of the cosmos will manifest that abundance. Choosing life-affirming action will magnetize a high-frequency life. Opening up to the big picture is a prerequisite for expanded living. Manifestation is a conscious process that involves asking for and accepting help. Giving and receiving form the circle of abundance. Our words are commands to the cosmos for action. Manifestation is a process of living fully in the moment, being aware, making choice, taking action, making adjustments, and celebrating the outcomes. The universe is life-affirming. As energy, the universe is vibrating in constant change that can be brought into new form by the power of focused intention. Keeping one's energy field and chakras clean of lower frequency energetic debris establishes enough magnetic power to attract high frequency form and experience that will serve our desires and ease our living experience, and oh so much more. So becoming clear on what no longer serves you is the beginning, and that's what we've been doing. Clearing the debris of the old choices, the experiences, and beliefs is next. Replacing the old and with the higher frequency perspectives and laws is to build the new foundation. Taking action and making adjustments and moving forward with sharp awareness will move you into a successful state of manifestation by demand and by living. These are all conscious choices that may require effort in the early stages as you loosen the tendrils and the energetic neurological influence of the past thinking. Be prepared for a moment-by-moment walk into reclaiming the design and the capacity to live wholly in principle. The less you rely on the Piscean teachings, the better. The Aquarian evolution is becoming revolutionary. Those who hear the call will ride a powerful wave in which the truth about the mystery of manifestation becomes common knowledge, reducing the dependency on limited and fearful thinking. There's never been a better time to be on this earth. There's never been a better time to rise. There's never been a better time to see our full worth. Let our scattered vision realign. These are the times. Okay, let's go down to the principles, back up to another one, the principles of the new paradigm. And again, I'm just using the moment here to keep bringing in these elements so that they find their hold within you and within me. You'll recognize a bunch of these. The new paradigm is about empowerment for all, reclaiming the original design, and living in the nurturing earthly dimension with full consciousness about the true nature of it and all, of it all. The result shall be a life in the flow, capable of interacting with all in the realm of abundance, knowing the inner and outer gift of prosperity, and having full knowledge of the process of manifestation. I invite you to become an intimate friend with all of these new tenets of life that are blossoming. Go ahead, ride the leading edge of this profound wave of change. Now, I understand the tendency that when a statement of seeming fantasy is stated, we find fault with it and cling to the old forms, as if to call them back in or to justify perhaps our hesitation to take a risk. But there's another way to do it. Why not see these things as the inevitable? See these things as the coming energies and how things will be in the next breath, perhaps. Why not? What harm is it going to do? At the same time we hold these perspectives and respond to the way life shows up for us from these new perspectives, we can still maintain and do our thing in the old forms. We are that powerful. But each of us, in a sense, is, like I says, riding the leading edge. And the fact that you're taking this kind of course, that you're doing this kind of thing and giving your precious time to hear me talk or to read these things or to adopt any of the things that you want or to even have time on the other side of our experience together to listen to yourself, to let the information give you the gift of what you're ready for. To me, that's an indicator that you're willing to walk this frontier land, and you're willing to be in this frontier land. And that is a powerful thing. And along with that comes this just sort of a hint of responsibility. And the responsibility is really to just be you and to be true to what your intentions are here. To not be attached to the form so much, but to be, keep riding the wave and looking for the nuances of how the moment shows up, because there are the invitations. There are the places. So you'll recognize from this list, from previous TFTT sessions and block one. Session one, block one. Seeing it over and over is needed because much seems like fantasy to the Piscean influenced eye. Change is afoot here, and the new vibration must infiltrate our moments of plenty. The day will come, the moment will come when we realize we are fully awake. You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, step into the light. You know that one. So here we go. I am an infinite being with infinite possibility. Let's just say these together. We're not going to talk about them. We just affirm them. And we call that frequency forth, and we allow it to seed the inner being that we are and to replace anything of a limitation that has been held for however long. Okay. There is nothing wrong with you. You have nothing to prove to anyone. Let's go ahead and change these into the present form so we're saying them. There's nothing wrong with me. I have nothing to prove to anyone. I am powerful beyond my current knowing. I'm always in the right, best place at the right time, so pay attention. What I am experiencing in this moment is the best tool to reawaken my deep inner knowing of who I am. I am here to remember fully who I am and to then live in that frequency without hesitation. I have everything within to fully experience the rich multidimensional life. I have to ask for help when I want it. I have to be open and willing to receive that help when it comes. My body is a perfect vehicle in which to experience this earthly dimension, especially when I take care of it. My opportunity is to live in the moment, clear the experience energetically, hold no energetic debris, respond to life, stay open, and be in joy and celebration. Some things to remind ourselves about in this dimension. Nothing is as it seems. All life forms are interconnected, unique expressions of the divine Christ essence. The earthly kingdoms are here to support human life, but not to be exploited in the process. all is really in alignment. We oscillate in duality and polarity in the infinite palette of the in-between, eventually finding discernment to create the balance. The outer reflects the inner. Thoughts, beliefs, and words make manifest energetically through magnetic attraction. We forget our divinity at birth, temporarily losing the knowledge of our deeper spiritual truth and connection to Source. As humans, we are dumbed down, underutilizing our senses, skills, and our capacities until we wake up. This dimension is in constant motion and ever-changing. Currently, the Earth Gaia is raising her vibration as well, cleansing, healing, and balancing. We are bound by universal law. The present and the future are not determined by our past unless we choose. The unexpressed, unprocessed energy of moments lived are stored within the physical tissues, particularly the chakras awaiting release. The longer they are ignored and held, the more likely a manifestation of physical, emotional, and mental or mental dis-ease. And the truths in these times, I can reclaim all that was lost in the past. The universe always says yes. At any moment, I am free to continue to change, to continue or change my course. Nothing is as it seems. The phrase up until now gives me the now and the future back. Isn't that interesting as a phrase that allows me to be the observer, giving you time to see the bigger picture, or giving me the time to see the bigger picture? A powerful phrase of action I choose. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. Everything is a frequency of vibration. I am always in the right place at the right time. The key to life is to love myself into fully living. I follow my feelings to find my beliefs. The past does not determine the present or the future. Healing is only a shift in consciousness. The higher self magnetizes the perfect events and people into the moment to give me the best chance to fulfill my intentions and return to my true self. And finally, I am an energy being in vibration. I am constantly changing energetically and more. I am multidimensional. I am a divine design transcending lifetimes. I am interconnected with all life forms in oneness. I am an energetic design programmed for health. I am in a sizable community of support in the seen and the unseen world. I am a divine template always present. I am designed for balance to respond to life rather than react to it. I am capable of choosing in this moment to create my reality in the next. Guided by my higher self that is a medium between spirit and the physical, only interested in assisting me in remembering my true design. I am made up of the foundational frequency of love. I am oh so much more. There's a new world. It is rising. Out of those old ways, that's not surprising. Straight through the hearts that have been opened, there is a wholeness. Feel it growing. From the separation, isolation, no direction world, I see a movement to connection and a willingness to lay down all resistance to reclaiming the magnificence of who we truly are. I'm talking to you. Can you feel it? Can you taste it? Are you ready to embrace it? With open mind, release the past, let it all go, take off the mask. There has never been a better time to stand up, claim the we I am, and take the new vibration, integrate the information, and allow the transpiration to, and allow the inspiration to ignite the transformation of the world. This is the now, that golden moment. Reach out to take it. It's time you own it. Into your heart. Now saturate it with grace and love. New life created. As we are born to be here in this time to realign with divine mind. Take the light, burn it bright, reignite in love's delight to feel the substance. You know it. There's a line in there just for you. Let's go out of that. Let's step into clearing personal perspectives, beliefs, and thought patterns. So you can see what we're doing tonight. We're reminding ourselves of the clarifying the nature of all three elements, recognizing where we come from, reestablish the importance of clearing the palate and letting go of the old energies. We have made comments about the way it was and the new energies coming in. We've claimed them. We have affirmed them. We've sung about them. And now we're at that point where we revisit the belief session that we did somewhere back then, and we begin to realize that it's time to really pay attention to these very specific thought patterns around abundance that we shift. So this isn't long because it's referring you back to that particular session to revisit the elements that are in play. But let's see what's said here. Awareness precedes any clearing. Being the observer of you is highly important. Observing like the Zen master without judgment is best. Observations accompanied with a nonchalant isn't that interesting is perfect. While being cognizant about listing every observation, this is really important. We get obsessive-compulsive for a while about the observing because it's the nuances where we find the most powerful information, because those are the places where we've deceived ourselves, not necessarily in a malicious way, but we have diverted our awareness enough that we can play out the games and the things that we decided in terms of survival patterns. This is where it needs to change. Perspectives are based on beliefs. Beliefs are put into place through repetition, power games, woundings, decisions for survival, programming, force, coercion, bribery. They are reinforced by choices and behaviors, actions that spew out with perspectives we toss into the moments of living. We reinforce our old ways with most of what we do and say as unconscious beings. This is why it's so important. Even in the midst of information and having been exposed to alternative ways of being, we find ourselves in the heat of the moment, especially when the energetics that are held in the inside begin to move, we start to get into that fearful state, and we go back to what we are used to. We go back to the comfort zone and keep affirming the thing that doesn't work anymore until we don't. That's why it takes conscious attention a lot in the beginning. Thought patterns are the favored forms of thinking that are impregnated with established beliefs, for the most part. New thought patterns of repetition can be the basis of newly agreed-upon ideas. Yet, without clearing the old ways, the new beliefs lie on the foundation of the old, and leakage will most likely occur. To get clear, one must be transparent about their thoughts, deeds, and words, using the keen eye of non-judgment to identify that which does not serve the you of now or the future. I would submit that words that don't serve you anymore, they have a sting to them when they come out of your mouth, and there's a part of you that recognizes it. You may not recognize it enough to choose to change it yet, but you will. We are learning to be ourselves again, but this time we're learning it from our own template as opposed to the programming from the outside. What a gift in these times. To get clear, one must be transparent about their thoughts. Okay, I did that. Take time to make extensive, honest lists that reflect thought patterns, beliefs, and perspectives. List them all. Then go through and eliminate the ones that you feel honestly serve the whole you now. I'm not sure that's what I meant. Go through and eliminate the ones that you feel honestly serve you, serve the whole you now. If there are ones in the fence, identify them as well in another way. More information is necessary. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're picking out the ones that are new. You're looking for the dirt underneath. So in the next paragraph, it says, you will be left with the ones based on the old ways, the lies, the programming, the brainwashing. Make a separate list with them. And then you refer back to the TTFT, Block 3, Session 4, regarding changing the paradigms of belief for an in-depth exploration of the process of clearing and replacing beliefs. But we can say right now it's based upon repetition and focus. You catch it, you replace it. You catch it, and you replace it. The more you pay attention to catching that, the sooner you catch it, and pretty soon it's instantaneous. At the point where the thought is taken, the thought is replaced. That's how the other ones got into place anyway. It is imperative that you work to clear modify each one of these to reach a clean state upon which you can build a new paradigm of Aquarian frequencies. The insidious nature of the old beliefs is sweeping and embedded in the tissues. Fortunately, the nature of the divine human design is such that intention activates release. Following intention with paying attention and the conscious action of release makes the clearing happen to a great degree. Asking for help from the seen and unseen realms is always doing due diligence. Ask close friends for observation about your self-defeating patterns, habits, words, and actions. You may get some valuable insights. This is not easy to do. If your sense of value is kind of sketchy at best, which is really what we're doing in this, is to undergird our sense of value and reclaim it through the reclamation of the child self and re-educating that child self, in a sense, with new information that allows them to be the child, and that way the adult takes over with the new information and the paradigms. And yet when we hear somebody talking to us about us, it's so easy to go into feeling like we're criticized. If that's the steps that we've grown up with, or if that's the pattern we've put into place and ran with it and believe it to be true, it truly is just a way to keep any information out that would threaten the existing paradigm within you. And that's the work of an uninformed child. And that's beautiful for that child, that it allowed him or her to survive, but it really doesn't serve the big picture. So all of this work on safety and creating information and going in and clearing and letting go and all of that has been designed to create the trusting space on the inside where the child will start to let go of its hold, his hold, her hold on these structures. And that is what's happening. So do this as soon as you can. Be honest. Be thorough. Be sure to fill up the space of the cleared with higher frequency intention, color, energy, etc. Consciously tending your inner garden will pay dividends. The moment you feel something move and release, put something else in there. Hold that space with a higher frequency, and that will pay in dividends. Now, I'm just going to underscore, because I'm recalling a process with a close friend of mine where we actually shared some of these insights and observations about one another, and it did not go well. It did not go well for either. And here I am, you know, the champion of all these things, stumbling and fumbling and getting all hurt and verklempt and wanting to storm out because I didn't like what I was hearing. But here's the thing that I was aware of once I did my dance. I started to see that there was truth to all of that. Now, that doesn't mean that these statements were what I had to be by any means. But what they did is they brought them to the altar of my awareness and gave me an opportunity to make a decision through that clarity about what I want to be. And if indeed I did not see how my choices and behaviors were impacting others, then I have that information to make a different choice, if I choose to do. See, this is really important in the process of getting clear about who we are and involving others in it. It's not necessarily that whatever they say we have to do. And that's a danger. It's a real danger, especially for someone who hasn't had much experience with communicating in a clearer way. It's scary. It's really scary, but that's where the adult comes in, and that's where the information comes in to say, you know what? I'm here for you. Don't worry about it, but just trust. Just trust here. Take my hand. We're going to walk through this. Let's find out the grain of truth in any of these things. Are there pieces about what's being said that do have some grain of truth for you? And if so, let's see what that feels like. So really, in clearing personal perspectives, beliefs, and thought patterns, you do that, and then you're on the framework. You're standing on solid ground where then you're able to actually manifest in a way that's clear and a way that really takes advantage of the big picture. I hope you're getting the sense of where we're headed on this and what's been going on. We have the process of manifesting, tools of manifestation, and looks like we just have the additional activities after that. Just looking. Okay, let's go. Process of manifestation. Let's take a look. Uh-oh. Oh, you got a problem. Hold on one sec. I've got to go back into the program here. Tools of Manifestation is showing up twice. So why don't you get some water, just relax for a moment. It's going to take me about a minute to go ahead and get this thing fixed. But now that I'm under pressure, and the computer is starting to go, what? So let's just, okay, there it goes. Let's just send some good energy to this little beast. Okay, tools for the times. And we're looking at reflection. The process of manifestation. Okay, got it. And let me change the link. The process of manifesting. Okay. Process, got it. Don't you love it when I talk you through what I'm doing? How fun, if I could just be quiet. But then I might be afraid of the silence that's there. Just might. Okay, going to save it first. That's going to take a moment. While that's waiting to save, let me go back to the page. And I want to say that the resources have yet to be filled in. I have probably 20 or 25 books that I'm going to refer you to, things that you can look for. All that are in the Kindle form as well as printed form. And still waiting. As I'm looking at the lyrics underneath Lakshmi here, who's the goddess of manifestation, each one of these songs really are a reflection of a particular viewpoint of how to make manifest. The very first song we sang, An Endless Potential, I set my intent. Straight into the moment, my focus is sent. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say, I let go, I let go, I let go. That is a process of manifestation. Recognizing the abundance and the endless potential that exist in the nature of all things, we set an intention. Once the intention is set, notice I set my intent straight into the moment. It happens in the now. My focus, what we focus on is what we make manifest. The universe is bound by law, as we've established in an earlier session here, and even within session two, I believe we established the laws that are in that kind of alignment. Come on, program. Straight into the moment, my focus is sent. Clear in desire, I give it away. This is the thing. You get clear on it, and that's the idea that you start to really get the substance. What does it feel like to have achieved what it is you desire? What does it feel like to have it in your hands, to be a part of the process of it, to be experiencing it? That's where it says to get clear in that desire. That activates emotion, and emotion is really like the fuel. Clear in desire, I give it away. And that is a critical element. Some people choose to hold on to their vision and work with it and keep looking for it to show up just as it says. That's not the way that it works well as far as I can see. We give it away because we have a limited view of what it is we desire, even when we feel clear on what it is we desire. There usually is oh so much more. So we let it go, and you use phrases like all this and something more magnificent, all this or something better. Those were all ways. Those were all ways that were utilized before. I let go, I let go, I let go. The act of surrender is key to the process of making manifest. It seems like it's a counter statement, but it's not. To let go is to get out of our own way so that we don't interrupt the flow. If we're looking too very specifically with blinders on about how it's supposed to show up, then we're probably not going to get what it is that we desire. Or it would be some sort of form that has been molded by our particular energies. I let go, I let go, I let go. I apologize. This program's being very sluggish, and I'm just waiting. We may have to move on, and you'll have to look at... Okay, well, I can't even do that, can I? Darn. I was just going to read it from the program itself, but unfortunately, I can't do that either because the page is not showing. I'm going to shut down a bunch of these programs and to see if that's going to help. Not yet. Okay. Let's go back and let's just go ahead and go to tools of manifestation. This will be inclusive of some of the information that's in the process. Tools of manifestation. There are many tools, as we saw, each one of those songs had a little bit different slant on how you can make manifest. You may already be the queen or the king of manifestation, and all I'm offering is an alternative way to do it. But it's nice to have an arsenal of things, an arsenal of tools and different ways that we can go ahead and make this happen. All right. Okay, it got it, so let me post this. Okay. Thank you for your patience as our operator brings their attention to the problem and remedies it for you. Thank you for your patience. The problem is almost remedied. One more click. The deed is done. Hopefully I did what I had intended. Okay. Ta-da! Okay, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Is the page you're looking at, you're going to go, and if you're in Windows, you're going to go up and do the reload this page. Now, there's two ways to do it. Up in the top left in Google, you've got a little, it's like a circle with an arrow going backwards. Click that, and it resets the page in. You can also right-click anywhere on the page, and it says reload. If you reload, that should do it. Then press the process of manifestation, and there we are. So I hope you have that. If you don't, it's on the recording here, and you can access it at another time. So let's move into that, and thanks again for that. The unexpected happens, but it's what you do with it, isn't it? So we've established that abundance is everywhere, a product of the multidimensional design. Through an attitude of prosperity, we set the beliefs in motion that we deserve to be the recipients of the ever-flowing river. Thus, we are set for manifestation to take place. Although the process in manifestation has steps and principles and specific actions we can apply, the success of that all depends on the awareness, understanding, and activity of the abundance foundation and the role of claiming prosperity. This is really important to understand because so many who know some principles are still wishing and hoping and figging and praying. Their personal beliefs and perceptions. Wait a minute. Their personal beliefs and perceptions. Okay, personal beliefs are perceived and established and lived out sense of value. What? Diverts the flow. Okay, their personal beliefs and their perceived and established and lived out sense of value interferes with and diverts the flow enough to diminish what actually comes. So, do you see that? That was perfect because the confusion that comes from certain adaptations of thoughts that we have just totally interrupts the flow. And it just happened as I was attempting to understand what this guy had said. Building on the foundation of knowing and esteem, we can call forth that which we desire. So a foundation of knowing and a foundation of esteem or sense of value. Here are some of the elements and the principles of manifestation in no particular sequence. These are all critical to getting the flow to work. To be aware of them is beautiful. To know them is even better. To apply them is the best. The outer flow reflects the inner beliefs. That's the law. Worthiness is a critical tool of magnetizing or repulsing. Do you hear that? If you're still struggling, if you're still working with self-esteem, if you're still working with your sense of value, that lack of value is going to interrupt the flow because you will not be in a receptive state to the gifts of the cosmos, because you won't see them, because the frequency will be too low or distorted to be able to actually get the energies that are coming in that are aligned to the truth of your being, but they're being diverted by your own sense of self. So that has to be cleared up. Past experiences do not determine future results. That sounds like a TV ad, but it's true. Your past experiences are not going to determine that the past is going to repeat itself unless you choose to do. How many different ways do I need to say this? Manifestation is born in the intentions of the moment. The voice expressed with emotion and confidence activates the attraction process. The cosmos, through the higher self, has a greater capacity to manifest form than our limited thinking. Thus, we are best served by having no attachment to the forms that our intention manifest in. I think you get that. It's a lot of words to say a simple thing. Let go of the form and trust that the cosmos will give us something that's even more amazing. We typically ask for much less than we deserve. Thinking too small is a reflection of beliefs in being undeserving. A reflection of beliefs in being undeserving. Well, you know, I'll just take a little tiny morsel, please. Oh, no, that's too much. Please, just a little less. Thank you so much. Oh, give it the rest to the children. When all the time you're going, dang, I want the whole thing. There is no scarcity. There is no lack of abundance. There is no lack there's plenty for everyone. Manifestation comes often in the subtle form. We must pay attention and catch the nuances that will point towards the greater actions that demonstrate results. Manifestation, as we shall see, is a sequential process that responds to the action in the moment. We are not guided to sit and wait just because we asked or put our desires in intentional motion. Restriction of any kind in thought, belief, or action will interrupt the flow and divert the result. Gratitude is a mighty attractant of like and expanded energy and form. Living in gratitude creates expectancy that is not form-based, but is a principle. There are specific laws of the universe that serve to steer the reliability of the manifestation process. We shall become familiar with their application. To manifest, we must overcome the pull of beliefs and paradigms that we are limited, damaged, undeserving, and unworthy. Belief in such becomes the attraction that the universe responds to, bringing us more reasons to keep feeling so. Generosity is a celebration of the circle of prosperity and the activator of the receptivity quotient that reciprocates giving. Wow, big sentence. One must live in the knowing that the flow delivers, no matter what appears as temporary blockages. This is important, because too often, we can hear the whining already. Oh, it didn't happen. Well, how long has it been? Well, I just said it, and it hadn't happened yet. It's too easy to start to get into our little drama things about these instead of having the patience. And really, the patience is an opportunity for us once again to pay attention to the nuances, to always be looking, to always be in expectation about it. Intentions of manifestation must be followed by action. Action involves the whole body and must be filled with awareness, paying attention, responding, spontaneity, and adjustment. Phrases like "all this" or "something more magnificent" is a testimony to the unfailing devotion to the big picture that the greater cosmos holds and delivers to those in the knowing flow. Trusting the power of the outer to reflect the inner gives us the perfect in the now tools to make adjustments in our manifestation process. If we don't like what we're seeing, we change what we're putting out. We change what we're doing on the inside to create the results. The better you get at it, the more quickly the results will be made manifest. The fourth dimension in the dream state is the place where manifestation has no time and space problems. It just happens. You think it, you're there. That is really just a step away from where we are right now. That's what we can begin to do. Acting as if is a supreme leap of faith that shows and tells the forces of manifestation that you trust the rules of the game. Your beliefs, thought patterns, and words are direct determiners of that which you shall receive. All must be in alignment in order to catch the divine flow. There is no lack or scarcity unless you make it so through limited thinking, unprocessed energies, unprocessed energetic wounding, and a devotion to the past legacy of limitation. Manifestation runs contrary to the primary Piscean teachings, making it particularly challenging to rise out of devotion to a doctrine of limitation. One must not restrict the flow by not receiving. Becoming open and willing to receive is one of the greatest choices we can make. Accepting with grace and gratitude assures that the flow will continue to circle through. It is useful to have a commitment to seeing beauty in the world and in the moments of living rather than finding fault. The latter is constricting and invites more of the same to manifest. The former is expansive and also invites more of the same into your life. Be open to the greater manifestation beyond the material possessions and money that so many focus upon. Set in motion the intentions to manifest inner and outer peace, to manifest sustained health, to manifest the loving relationship and community, and to manifest more. The laws of the cosmos are very reliable, especially when you call upon them with unswerving gratitude. Pay close attention to what you align to. for this will strongly determine the forms of your moments of living. Monitor thoughts, beliefs, people, situations, collective ideas, cultural biases, causes, the past, a what-if future, etc. So it sounds like there's a whole lot of elements of what prosperity is. There are. But these are things we've been talking about for the most part since we started this whole program. Call upon these things. Make them a part of your vocabulary. Why not? Because they're higher frequency perspectives, they will attract. They will attract things. They will attract other people to you that are hungry, hungry for this kind of information. That can be you. Okay, apparently what I failed to do. Okay, I put down some things that I don't appear to have the links set up for, and for that I apologize. There'll be a little more on this by tomorrow morning in this particular section here. It says manifestation. It's a statement I did from the Living in the Light process. Endless Abundance and Prosperity, these are all from Living in the Light, which was a subscription series, or the Weekly Gratitude. So let's let go of that, and finally we'll get down to the tools of manifestation. So the process of manifestation is what we looked at there. Rather than the process, we actually were looking at the elements of it. These are specific tools here, hopefully, that we can go ahead and apply in terms of making that which we desire. There are many strategies that will move you from point A to point B to make manifest. There is a strong foundation upon which to build that will support any strategy that is aligned with current and evolving spiritual principles. So let's start there. Again, these are the foundational elements. We have said them in many ways. Let's say them in another way. Abundance is your birthright. It is everywhere in expression, flowing like a river of energy. Check. Awareness is your vehicle to ensure observation, which affirms the above belief. Acknowledgement of the abundant world through spoken word, affirmation, gratitude, and claiming are necessary pillars to manifest your desires. Check. Intention is the formulation of the inspiration, the vision that is worked through attention, guidance, and effort. Check. The now moment is the place where manifestation is commanded into form. Commanded into form. Check. The spoken word activates the magnetic power of the intention. When it is put forth from the mouth, spoken with all the energy that you have, it commands the cosmos to deliver. The vision is powered by emotion. The emotional energy is strong enough to divert your intention if it is strong enough. Strong enough to divert your intention if it is strong enough. Okay, might want to rewrite that. Fear is a vibration-lowering energy that can sabotage your spoken intention. Your emotion can direct the pathway of that intention. And if it's strong enough, it can overcome any kind of resistance. We are co-creators with the cosmos. Our clarity, the focus of the intention, and the action of sending it forth activates the marshaling of the physical and energetic substance to create the best expression of the form you desire. That is principle right there. Check. Gratitude activates the magnetic attraction of more to be grateful for. Check. Acting as if you have already received or manifested is a powerful attractant that shows good faith and positive expectation. Check. Releasing the intention with the statement of all this or something more magnificent sends the message to the cosmos to take action and provide the highest frequency expression, usually far beyond what you have asked for. Having no attachment to the outcome is essential. You must ask for assistance from the cosmos for it to come. Divine laws are in play in all manner of manifestation. Call upon them by name and affirm their application and reliability with your devotion. You must be an active participant in the circle of manifestation, receiving and giving with equal fervor. Once the intention is launched, you are to pay attention to the nuances that come your way, unencumbered by your expected form or means to make it happen. You must let go of the how your intention is manifested. Your opportunity is to see and claim the energies coming your way. Doing so will reveal the path to your intention that may be filled with the unexpected. This is very important. It becomes sport. It becomes a flow. And you're like the child at Christmas. Your anticipation level and level of expectation, in a sense, is so high. And you don't even know what you're looking for, really. But you know it when you see it, because it will show up. You are required to make adjustments as the manna, which is the substance, takes form. Your adjustments are the triggers for the continued form building. That's important to remember. As the substance starts to come in, how we respond to it, how we claim it, how we celebrate it, how we affirm it, determines the next influx of that energy, which then determines the form that's coming down the pike. A spirit of undefined expectation and anticipation are powerful support actions. Knowing that the process is in place and thinking, speaking, and acting as if this is so is another essential tool for the manifester. Undefined expectation and anticipation. I know it's coming. I don't care what it looks like. Something's coming. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure how it's going to happen. It's coming. Absolutely, it's coming. I'm just looking for it. I'm looking for it right now. The use of visualization and emotional flavoring as if you are already experienced the thing you desire is a classic tool to increase the magnetism. You'll see I'm repeating some things here. They're really important. They deserve to be repeated. Trust in the cosmos and the process are necessary to support the flow of manna your way. Being spontaneous is an affirmation of trust. If you can be flexible and read the moment and then respond to it and even change directions, that is a powerful thing to do. Because you can always see what happens. If it doesn't seem right, then you go back to the other way of doing it. Just because we make a decision and follow through on it does not mean that we have to stick with that decision. Having said that, give it a little time to unfold. There is no room for any restrictive thoughts, beliefs, and action in the process of manifestation. Constriction stops the flow your way. Past forms are not determinant of future results. That was important enough to say again. Releasing attachment to outcome frees the cosmos to deliver far beyond. All right, so here's one way of making manifest. Just want to put this out, and it's a little bit involved, but it basically has all the elements of what I've talked about kind of through this course in one way or another. So here's the idea. Make it your own. See what works for you. So step one is to clear your residual energetic debris and infuse yourself with prana, chi, and earth foundational energy. In other words, you cleared it. You took the breath in, you pulled the chi down. Remember when we did the pranic tube where we pulled it down through the crown and up through the earth and they met in the heart and expanded in the heart and each breath would bring elements from either of those places simultaneously? And then being grounded, letting the earth star run its energy through us so that we are connected to that energy of the earth. Then, too, you call to mind an intention. Set it in your heart. You breathe from the earth and the heavens above into the heart space to infuse the cosmic and earthly energies to boost your intention. So I take it and I put it in as if it's in a chamber in the heart itself, my intention. And right now it's in its fledgling form. I'm empowering it. I'm bringing energy to it. Through the backside of the sacral chakra, infuse raw emotional energy into your intention, still residing in your heart. Through the backside of the solar plexus, send universal knowledge to refine your intention with a grander potential. Calling upon the backside of the heart, bring into your intention the playful and joyful energy of the child. Seed your vision with the infinite possibilities via cosmic wonder and imagination via the back of the third eye. Infuse and surround the intention with the cosmic substance through the crown, invoking for the highest good of all involved. So you see, I pulled in these pure places from the backside of the chakras to infuse the vibration of this intention. It's no longer just a simple intention that you want to have happen. Regardless of the form of what it is, you have brought in these essences and these substances that surround it and actually begin to amplify the form beyond your current awareness. Number four, now send and surround your vision with the emotional energy of experiencing it as already so. Fill it with sensorial information that sees, smells, feels the touch of, hears it in action as the sounds of your delight, even tasting what it would be. This is classic manifestation process, where you actually begin to experience as if it were already so, and you make it a part of your sensorial elements. Those are powerful magnets. Number five, bring your vision and intention to the midpoint between the throat and the third eye at the base of the skull, the medulla seat of God. You will send it forth simultaneously through all the chakras at once. Now, this is different. Here is the reason and the encouragement. Send it into the earth for the power and foundation needed to sustain the process. Harness the sacral creativity and joy and passion to accompany its launch. Through the solar plexus, you send it with the will and action and decision to witness it into full manifestation. Through the heart, you fill it with pure love. Out of the crown, the gift of your intention is given the cosmic source in gratitude, given to the cosmic source in gratitude for the manifestation. The sending through the third eye is via the chambers of the pituitary gland, which infuses the vision itself with the light substances to clarify all elements. And finally, out through the throat, where the sacred words are spoken as you claim the intention to the cosmos, affirming the call to make manifest. And in so doing, you seal the launch with the statement, all this or something more magnificent. So it's as if at the same time I speak the words out, I have the sense that through the top of my head, out through the third eye, through the words in my throat chakra, out through the heart, out through the solar plexus, out through the sacral, down to the earth through the root, and you can even include backsides or see that this energy is moving out in a total circumference, like a sphere away from you, containing all of these elements. It's infused. Next thing it says, you start to pay attention to the nuances and the subtleties that enter your life in a multitude of forms. The manifestation comes in stages. There are clues and callings that require your action. You must be spontaneous and flowing to ride that creation wave. With each new gift of insight or direction, you must make the adjustments to keep the process moving. All the while, your actions in the now increase the degree of magnetic attraction that is gathering to make form manifest. You are calling the intention into existence. Now, there is no time frame on this. This can happen in an instant. This can happen over a period of days, hours, minutes, weeks. I don't know. It all depends upon the focus and the willingness to fully participate with the anticipation and the knowing that it shall be delivered. Now you must be willing to receive the gift of the form of your intention. Spend time opening your hands and arms and heart to allow the incoming energies to come home to you who birthed the vision. You will know when it is done. When the manifestation happens, you give great gratitude. Then you engage in the spirit and action of celebrating the outcome and the process itself. So standing out under the stars with your arms raised and your body open, you give thanks for that which is manifesting, and all that or something more magnificent. You keep the gratitude going. You keep the sense of expectation. You know that something is coming. And finally, you terminate the event with a recognition of its completion, with a phrase like, I release all forces and beings now to allow the flow of the intention to live as itself. With endless gratitude, I set you free. It is done, and so it is. What you've done now is create separation with that which you have manifested so that it is no longer tied to the influence of the cosmos. That's clean. It's very clean. So it says this is a new and powerful process that moves beyond what has been. It incorporates all elements that can empower the activation of intention and runs full circle to release the support team. After you've embraced it and performed it, in the process will flow easily and quickly. Refine it according to your guidance. The universe is generous. It is a love-based frequency that wants the best for all of its beings. Stand in and upon this truth to affirm it. Through thought, belief, and action, as a co-creator with Source, you make it so according to your own inspired visions. Every time you do, the multiverse celebrates the application of the divine flow. And there should be two songs there. One is called Manifesting Manna, and the other one is Mighty Fertile Ground. Take a look at those and just look at the lyrics, because they are songs that support the idea of what we just went through there. You know, I'm aware that I didn't, and we are out of time here, but I want to close with this one statement about the idea of tithing. See, tithing is an action of done in faith. It's a leap of faith. It's an affirmation of faith and a belief that as you give, so shall you receive. Too often, tithing has been messed up into religious dogma, and there's an expectation, a demand, or threats of annihilation or eternal damnation unless you give your damn amount of money you're supposed to give. Now, the original intent of tithing is it's time, it's money, talents, treasure, time, talents, treasure. In other words, you can give of yourself to that which you resonate with. That's recognizing the spirituality of it, and it's supporting that to be more in your life. Talents, you give your abilities, you give things that you can do to help a situation, to help somebody through a challenge, through a difficulty. And treasures, that treasure can come in the form of a conversation or words spoken. It can come in a shared vision. It can come with you sending energy to someone and by arrangement and by agreement that will support their intention. It can come through the giving away of material things that you no longer need or you no longer desire. It can come with the actual putting of money into a jar or into the basket, whatever that's going to be. It can come through investments, etc. In some ways, the jury is out on the idea of tithing because it's so messy. The tough thing is that oftentimes it's done with this huge expectation that we're going to get 10 times of it, you know, whatever, back. And when we don't, then we lose faith in it. I think in the early times of tithing, it's best to leave money out of it. And give of yourself, give of your time, give of your talents, give of your skills, give of your capacity to be something for someone. Give to the cosmos. Give time to nature to witness it, to appreciate it for what it is. It's the time to celebrate a connection with an animal. The time to watch and listen to the birds as they sing their song. To watch the weather as it comes in. To witness the waves as they come to the shore. And celebrate each one for its unique expression of itself. These are all tithing, because you're tithing to the greater goodness and the greater power of love that exists in all things. When that feels really good, then you can start bringing in money. You can start putting it out there and seeing what happens. And I believe by that time, the attachment to the forms around money will be lessened to the degree that it won't matter, and things will begin to show up very quickly. So we have come to the end of this very, very intense, in some ways, but very full, three-session journey around abundance. To me, it's a very foundational element of this culture that we live in and in our lives in general. So I do hope that it has brought some new awareness and some capacity for you to actually begin to do something with it. The additional activities are there. There are specific things that you can do. And I know we often look at this second session or the third session as really doing things with it. But honestly, there was so much information to share here that I really wanted to make sure it got shared. And you may go, well, God, you shared the same thing six times. Well, yeah, I did. I did, because it's that important. We are extricating ourselves from a way of being for so long that it takes time to create that separation. it's my hope and my intent that we can now converse in a different way about the nature of abundance and prosperity and feel aligned in the process of doing so. And that the first response to life isn't, oh shit, but wow, wonder what that's about. Let's look at this. Let's see what's going on. Because there's no form that's brought into our life that's not something that we are equipped to handle if we step outside of our initial reactions and we look into responses and we begin to embrace the bigger picture. We call upon these elements of ourselves to step up. That's the testament of the work we've been doing. When we can call upon these new ways, call upon something that was said and see how it serves you in that moment to create a brand new, different, and more powerful and successful result. And finally, we'll end it with just remember to celebrate everything. Every nuance, every achievement, we celebrate it and we give thanks for the process and all that was involved in it. That attitude of gratitude, quote unquote, is a very, very useful tool and it will serve. Gratitude gives way to grace, and the grace is a bestowment of the divine energy in a spontaneous manner upon us, as if it's to say, well done, well done. So let's all open to that. And as we bring tonight to close, I'm going back to, I don't even know if the next session is about in the moment, infinite now moment of power, it says. So we'll be looking at personal power. And we'll be looking at that circle of power that we carry with us. Unless some new guidance says we're changing the topic. We are down to the last three sessions. I don't know the extent of how they will be. It's my intent to make them to go back the original form, but I don't know. Let me just say I'm so grateful for your willingness to follow the flow and to trust it and to hopefully garner something out of the whole process. I want you to know that the first two links are now accessible. I did send a note out. I don't think until yesterday I didn't even activate the second link, and I apologize for that to those who didn't actually listen to the course. I apologize. And tomorrow there'll be the link to the new one, as well as the additional information on resources and then a couple things shored up in terms of links and things that are available. I'm so grateful for your participation, and I wish you absolute prosperity thoughts and claiming in a world of endless abundance so that you can manifest that which you deserve and desire at any point that you desire to do so. So I'll stay on for a couple moments for questions, comments. Otherwise, we are done. All right. Many blessings. Oh, I just realized I'm getting a tooth pulled next Tuesday. I'm not sure that I'll be in a great space. And for that, be prepared. I may have to go ahead and roll that one back for a week. So I'm glad I remembered that. It's a thing that's been giving me some challenges, so I really have to have that done. And Tuesday is the day that it can be done. So I will let you know earlier in the week, if not over the weekend, about the status of that Tuesday meeting. So there you go. Just saw the Fabulous Greek Wedding 2 and reminded me of my grandfather Nick and the phrase, there you go. There you go. Sweet blessings. Good night.